week from now, and President Cyril Ramaphosa faces his first vote of no confidence in Parliament, a request that was put through several months ago by the African Transformation Movement. But with a motion of no confidence in the President needing to be supported by a simple majority, or at least 201 lawmakers in the National Assembly, to pass, what does this really mean? Joining me with his analysis is political analyst Daniel Silk. Daniel, thanks so much for your time this evening. So, that really is the place to start, right? While we've got the president facing this vote of no confidence, the African Transformation Movement is a very small party. It holds just 2 seats in the National Assembly. So what does this mean, really? The broad consensus is that it has very little chance of succeeding given that minority position.
Yes, look, this is the opposition party, the ATM, going through the motions of a no-confidence vote. It was something that they asked for 9 months ago before the onset of COVID and has now found its way onto the order paper just before the recess at the end of the year. It is, though, an opportunity, I suppose, not only for the small little party to put themselves on the map, but also for the broader opposition in Parliament to take a swipe at President Ramaphosa and dig up all of the dissatisfaction that they have against him. So this really is just, to me, it's going through the motions. It's what a democracy should do. It should hold government to account. But at the same time, I think the numbers game, as you correctly said in Parliament, simply suggests that this is going to be an opportunity for opposition to vent their frustrations more than have any practical effect.
Yeah. The ATM hasn't been very clear as to why the request for the no confidence vote had been made. I mean, the driving forces here having to do with very little, as you say, with COVID-19, because the request was put in pre that. So let's take a look at what the point of contention is. Is it primarily on the basis that we've got the 6th administration standing as one of the most advised administrations since the dawn of democracy?
Well, you must remember also the background of the ATM. This is a party that was originally launched by Mr. Jimmy Money at the time, perhaps representing more of the radical economic transformation factions that align themselves with or without the ANC. But certainly, I think when you go back 9 months, what they wanted to do was they wanted to embarrass President Ramaphosa on the issue of the Cyril Ramaphosa 17 election campaign. And they have accused the president of not adequately disclosing some of the issues relating to the financing of that campaign, which is still an issue, I might add. So they will bring that up. They'll also bring up issues relating to the governing of the country from an economic point of view, issues relating to load shedding, which they had mentioned 9 months ago, and we've had a lot of it over the course of the winter months. So I think there's enough for them to build on what has been a somewhat aged vote of no confidence motion, but there's plenty to go around and plenty for the ATM and plenty for other opposition parties to get their teeth into as well.
Okay, so like you say, it's a forum to vent. How much of this call is warranted, Daniel, as you said? How are you rating the level of fatigue and exasperation that's out there?
Well, I think from a parliamentary point of view, you remember we've also had an unusual COVID situation where many of the COVID aspects of the last 9 months or so have somehow not taken place. The discussions have not taken place in Parliament. So this is also a chance to, in fact, bring up many of those issues that really weren't properly debated. Issues relating to the rules and regulations that were somewhat capriciously applied over the last 6 to 9 months as well. And I think that it is an opportunity here for Parliament to get back into its groove, for the more traditional way of opposition attacking government to be put forward in what has always been more or less sort of an annual no-confidence debate within South Africa. We've had variations of it in recent years. But it is a chance, I think, for opposition once again to show their mettle. But I think what's interesting here is that it's a very small political party that's brought the motion. The question is, how will the official opposition, the DA, how will the EFF react to this when, in fact, that the person introducing this motion will be from a very small minority party?
Yeah, what's your guess? I mean, do you see the Democratic Alliance, the Economic Freedom Fighters, supporting this motion?
Well, I think it depends on how the ATM put forward their objections to President Ramaphosa. If it is broadly speaking in line with the critiques from the DA and the EFF, they may support it. But then again, if the small ATM are looking to score factional points within the ANC, are looking to pry open some of these factional debates that exist now, particularly with the state capture inquiry that's underway, then the opposition parties will have to tread very carefully in terms of lending their support to an ATM-sponsored motion.
Yeah. One of the points of contention that has been highlighted, Daniel, is this frustration with the number of advisory bodies and various envoys whose advice, has been drawn on, but seems to be falling on deaf ears. With that being the case on that end, how much of an impact, do you see this having on the government party, and how much of a triggering force does it affect?
Well, I think that was in the original motion put forward by the ATM to critique President Ramaphosa on being a president that simply outsources a lot of policy making to advisory committees. So I think they'll bring that up in terms of motivating their motion. But I think overall, I don't think you're going to get that many other of the opposition parties supporting that line of thinking. I think it will be more centered around economic policy. Certainly, it will be centered around the failure of state-owned enterprises, particularly Eskom, the restructuring of our economy. I think it's going to be a very general debate about the state of South Africa today and where the country is going to go. And I think we're going to see a sort of a summation debate of all of the irritations and frustrations and issues over the last year come to the fore next week.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Daniel. We wait to see how this all plays out. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, political analyst Daniel Silk.